Feeling good. You know, I was in the big house this weekend. Almost watched the second coming in Appalachian State. But I'm glad to be back in the booth.
Greg Scalzo, TJ Hogan here, and we're now being joined by friend of show Devon Wilson of Real Sports Guys. You can follow them on Twitter at Real Sports Guys. What's up, Devon?
Welcome to another edition of The Cypher. In this edition, I want to ask the question, is there a Wisconsin bias? Is there a Wisconsin bias? The Badgers, when the new college football poll came out, basically dropped on six slots on average in the polls in this. This is a team that hasn't lost a game. Has a coach like Paul Chris, who's been 29-6 in the Big Ten since returning to Wisconsin. Under even started with Dave Aranda, this has been one of the top defenses in the country. At one point, second only to Alabama. And this trend has continued under Jim Leonard, the former Badger, now defensive coordinator. You have a quarterback like Alex Hornibrook, who's a sophomore. He won 14 straight games as a starter. He's a sophomore. Is the number one in terms of streaks of any active quarterback in FBS. So what is it about it? We talk about West Coast bias, but I'm saying, is there a Wisconsin bias? Is there something about this that allows Wisconsin to drop this many slots in Ohio State, who lost at home to Oklahoma, to still be revered? It doesn't make sense. It seems like we're using different rules for different teams. Look at Alabama's schedule. And I got a lot of respect for Alabama. And you heard me on previous podcasts. You know, I basically think Alabama and Georgia, I predicted that Georgia would be number one coming into this poll, that Alabama is a great program. But when you look at the teams they play, now it's not their fault that Florida State has not become the team that they were supposed to become, but I think you could make the same argument for Wisconsin, especially coming off last year when they probably played the toughest schedule in the country, beat a really strong LSU team at the beginning of the year, went on a streak, and playing basically with a freshman quarterback for most of that time, played against Ohio State with Hornibrook, who was only a freshman at that point, in Camp Randall, and really, I think, have established a program to not drop that many slots. And so it's one of those things where, as some of you know, I have to just disclose my other job. I work in that space. And what's great about it is the players are still just businesslike. They don't even pay attention to it. But for me, there are certain programs that I think are all Rodney Dangerfield teams. Programs that just don't get the kind of respect they deserve, even though they've laid out everything that says they deserve that respect. And I would say Wisconsin is at the top of that list, that they've earned it over time, at least some strong consideration, not to drop to 9 in the poll. I mean, you could say 5 or 6 and probably make it, and I would probably even argue that, given all the rules we use for everybody else coming in. People said the Big Ten was the toughest conference in the country. They're undefeated. They are playing like a top. They've been lurking around 6, 7 the entire, and close to 5 at some point. But to drop to 9, I don't know what the people sitting in that room are thinking and what they're seeing. So it's one of those teams to watch that's kind of lurking out here. They got a battle in Indiana, but Indiana's been strong at home. I think at the end, they're going to overcome it. But this is a team that you have only emboldened. And this defense is nasty. And this offense, under the with a freshman running back that's Jonathan Taylor that has already 1,200 yards. This guy is running like, if you haven't had a chance to watch him, he is exciting, electrifying. They got their staple of running backs going. They got Fumagalla, who is basically All-American tight end. You're going to see some different things coming out of this team that you haven't seen. But to be put down at number 9, you got to be kidding me. Until next time, this is The Cypher. This is D. Wills. Thank you for listening. Catch us on all our other RSG platforms. If you want to check out The Big Show, you want to check out One Mic with myself and Hank, you want to check out Hustle and Flows with Sekou and Marcus, and many other things that we do, please check us out at iTunes or any podcast platform. Just search Real Sports Guys. And we're on Real Sports Guys on all other social media platforms. We really enjoy you. This is always brought to you by our good friends over at Carbon World Health. Go check out Dr. Nestor Rodriguez and company, especially my home team, Ashley Greer, who's the other owner of it, and the crew over there. Let them know that the Real Sports Guys sent you.